Jody, thanks so much for doing this. And does it still amaze you when you hear all those injuries and really get the scope of just what this Blue Jackets team is dealing with?
You know what? When you read a list like that, yeah, it's incredible. But when you sit and watch practice, we just finished watching practice a couple hours ago here in Columbus, and I don't know. It's just, yeah, when you see the list, it's bad. But when you see them practice, you don't know what you're missing, I guess, in a sense. You know, they found out in L.A. and Anaheim and that they were missing that top line of Dubinsky, Jenner, and Horton. But I thought the other night against Ottawa, they looked good. But after that game, three more injuries, three more veterans added to that list that you just read off. The starting goalie is out. It's a real thing, but in the group, it doesn't seem like they're too bothered. And I think that has a lot to say with their leadership from Todd Richards and the depth here. And it's things we've always heard about, organizations with depth, leadership. A lot of words to get thrown around, but I think right now this team with this identity, they're just kind of going through it.
Well, I guess their identity is a hard-working group, right? So that's probably the type of thing you'd want to see when you're going through injuries like this, right?
That's exactly right. And you know what's funny? I got asked last night if a fast start is really important, because coming into the year, it was. It's all what everyone talked about. But now that you're going through this, is it important? And I said, you know what? It's important, and they did have a fast start, but it's important because some teams have a start and they don't find their identity till the 20-game point, and then it's too late. Well, you have a group here that knows their identity from last year. They came in and showed it already this year, even having guys out, and it really doesn't matter who's in the lineup. They know what they are. So the fast start thing, I think it directly has a relation with teams that are trying to figure out what kind of team are we, who are we going to follow, all this stuff. These guys don't need to worry about that. They have an identity, a blueprint, and the moving parts, as you jump in, you walk that way, and they just continue to march.
Well, and are we seeing maybe the injuries and how they would affect the team results-wise maybe start to rear their ugly head? They've lost the three in a row now, or would you say there's other things that have contributed to those three losses?
You know, it's interesting because I would say there's a little bit of that, a little bit to do with the injuries, but there's probably other things too. It's the youngest team in the National Hockey League. You know, slow starts is something that they can control, and they'd have it one night against Dallas, and the next night they'd fix it. That's just all things of maturity that you go through and you learn. So inconsistencies throughout the game, I think, is maturity, but I think in some situations the injuries obviously have to affect them.
In conversation with the radio color voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, former NHLer Jody Shelley's with us here on Hockey Central at noon. Well, let's maybe get away from the negative stuff for just a second and focus in on a couple positives with this group. And I don't think you can talk positive without mentioning the name Ryan Johansson. 12 points in 9 games to start the season. Jody, you've seen him all 9 games. How good has he been?
He's been great. And the last time we talked about him not signing and not being in camp. Well, guess what? He had one day of training camp, and he's come in. And the advantage for him is that he's a kid. He's a young 22-year-old kid who's just playing hockey. But he's gifted. He brings a lot every night. He's a threat. He's going to play against the top defenseman. And he's an emerging superstar, and he's just something that it's been fun to watch this guy start the season. We played the San Jose Sharks the other day, he slows the game down a lot, like number 19 for them, Joe Thornton, who was an idol of his. And it's amazing to watch those guys when they get the puck. It's instant respect, even though they have the top guys, trying to defend them.
How surprised are you that he's been able to get off to the start that he has, knowing that he did only have the one day of training camp, missed all the preseason, basically had to jump in feet first when the games really started to matter? How surprising is that?
I'm really surprised. And it's funny because the guys who went through the 2.5 weeks of camp said, hey, well, next year let's just do the one-day camp and go do it
yeah,
this way, especially the older guys, because, you know, it's surprising. I mean, training camp is a time to get rid of the unknowns of the long off season. How hard did I train? Am I ready to jump in? Test your first preseason game. you know, maybe I'm stronger, maybe I worked on different things, and it's really this the time to get rid of that. Well, he didn't have that, and he just got in the lineup and started playing hockey and made an impact right away. So there's a definite swagger that comes with being that good, but also that young. That's, there's a bit of a still, you know, that innocence of, hey, I'm just playing hockey, hanging out, and this is a lot of fun. He's you can tell he's excited to be around his teammates.
10 points in 9 games for Scotty Hartnell. What are your early impressions of him in a Blue Jackets uniform?
Well, he's the guy that I played with in Philly, and you know, he's the guy that can always get a laugh and have a good time. But I was really impressed with him right away here, that he embraced a leadership role on this team. You know, he's the oldest guy. He's only 32 years old. But it just brings an element of leadership, something that the young guys kind of gravitate to. Actually, all guys gravitate to. And you know, he's played with Forsberg and Kariya and Giroux, so he knows how to get in those spots and compliment those players. So for me, it's not surprising, but I know he was anxious to get out there with Johansson, and that combination didn't come up until late. And he's out there now with Atkinson and Johansson. It's something that I see him fitting there very well, because what I said just prior was that he's played with those elite players and he knows how they work and how he can make himself very relevant in those situations.
And the fact that how does his style of hockey fit with, we talked about the identity of the Columbus team earlier, how does his style fit with that identity? Because from the outside, it seems like it would fit really well.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That's a great point. It fits in perfect. And you got to give Jarmo Kekäläinen a lot of props for that, because he's got something here. And if you bring something in that doesn't work, you know, you don't want to put a wrench in the way that the motor's turning. And he's a guy that fits right in seamlessly, and it just kind of, he's a grinder. He's a blue-collar guy. He wants to work. He wants to, you know, block shots. And he's got that old school way about him too, and that's good for this locker room. And I think that it's been a great fit for these guys. They needed an older guy, a no nonsense guy, because you know, when you're in a room with a lot of young guys, there's a lot of what do we do, how do we act, what should we ask, what do we do. Well, I think Scotty eliminates a lot of that with what he brings every day to the rink.
In conversation with Jody Shelley, he's the radio color voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now to the not so good news, we hear this the scary injury news on Nathan Horton, a degenerative back injury. Obviously, it has impact on the team, but from just his perspective, how scary is this right now?
Well, it's scary, and I think he's just so frustrated. I mean, I've never had a back injury, but you know, you've seen people who have, and you want to just reach out and help them, but how can I help you? And, you know, he's been pulled in 1,000 different directions and come out with the same result, and everyone he sees has a back guy or someone that can help him or someone that's got some direction, or why don't you try this? And he's been through the gamut, and it's been all summer, and to this point here as we're heading into November, and it's, you know, he's just, I think he's taken a step back and just saying, okay, I'm just going to take a step back from this and get my mind right and then take another run at it, because it's something that affects his daily life. He's got a wife and 2 kids, and you know, that's feeling good at, you know, getting up in the morning and going to bed at night is what he's focusing on now, and hopefully it progresses someday somewhere from there to, hey, get the skates on and then eventually back with his teammates. But right now it's about feeling good as a dad and just as a person, and then go from there.
Do you have any gut feeling as to whether or not this does rectify itself at some point?
I think it will. I think it's something that, okay. You know, I think he's so frustrated, and he's just a great teammate. You can tell that, and it's eating him up. But, you know, I think there'll be something that can help this guy. And that's just a gut feeling. But, you know, when you want things done now and quick and right away, and sometimes you run here and there and try to get everything done at once, really, you're not doing yourself any favors. And, you know, he'd do anything that's been offered his way, but I kind of feel like taking a step back like he is now, I think that once he looks at maybe there's something out there for him, and you know, I think that there'll be something that can help this guy.
just a couple of weeks without Sergei Bobrovsky in between the pipes. What? How confident are they in Curtis McElhinney? I know he hasn't gotten off to a great start, but the confidence level with him in between the pipes, do you get the feeling it is pretty high?
Yeah, I really do. And you know, Sergei is a great goalie, but the way this team plays, and I asked Jared Bull the other day about that, because, you know, they heard it was a practice. There was an optional practice, and the next day everyone's on the ice, and then Sergei wasn't there that day. And then it was a pregame skate for Curtis McElhinney, and it was kind of a surprise news. So I said to Jared Bull, I said, hey, you know, is it different? You guys play different with Mac and that? And he said, no. He said, Mac's a great goalie. He's a pro. And then the one thing he said is that we play a certain game. We don't have a savior that's going to come in for this lineup. So all these injuries together, they have to play as a team no matter what. So, you know, that sounds like saying the right thing, but I could see in his eye that, yeah, that Curtis McElhinney, they have complete faith in him too. I mean, Sergei is the guy that, you know, won the Vezina a few years ago and gives you that maybe a touch more confidence in some situations. But the way these guys play, it's not a run-and-gun style. It's protect your goalie and work out from there. And Curtis has been waiting for this opportunity. And we've heard Todd Richards say a lot the last 3 weeks. It's an opportunity for someone else to step in. But that's a big one for Curtis.
Just a few more with Jody Shelley in Columbus. Okay, so we know that all these injuries are affecting the team right now. There's no way they couldn't be affecting the team. So what is the goal right now? Is the goal to kind of tread water until guys get healthy and the roster looks a little bit closer to the way they want it? Or what is kind of the most realistic goal in the immediacy in Columbus?
Well, if you're going to look back on a situation, let's look back, and I think that's how you assess things, is let's look back at they got through California at 500. Okay, you come out of San Jose with a win, Anaheim and L.A. were losses. But after you look at that first part of your schedule when it first comes out, you look at the start at home, 5 games, and then games on the road, 4 games, and you're sitting there going, geez, we can get out of that a couple games over 500 or whatever. So with the injuries, you look back, they're at 500. Now they're 1 game below what their loss the other night against Ottawa. But here they sit with the Toronto Maple Leafs coming to town tomorrow night. And I think they're just going to focus on it game by game. If you're going to look 10 games from now and say, if they look back and say, yeah, we're at 500 or a couple games above or even one below, that would be great. But I think this group is going to approach it, obviously. Win, beat the Leafs, and then go into New Jersey and beat the Devils. And that's what they got to do. They got to take it game by game, and I think they will. They got eight of the next games are against Eastern Conference opponents. It's a time to really make a big dent, and it could be a time to fall. But I don't see that happening here. I think this is a proactive management and ownership. It's going to be a game by game assessment, and right now the group they have right now is the one they're going in with.
You still think this is a playoff team? Regardless of what's going on right now, how confident are you about this team returning to the postseason?
I am. And I look at the Rangers' start last year, and, you know, they were dreadful. And I think it was because they didn't have their identity. And I go back to it, and I think this team has something special. They got a young group that's, you know, injuries at a camp I don't think is a terrible thing, because you have guys here, like you look at these guys, Wenberg and Dano, who are new to the National Hockey League. But they've been around now for a couple months, if you include the end of summer in camp. So they get it. They're not down in the minors learning something different around different guys. They're getting chemistry. Things are growing. Now, there's a lot of positives here, too. And the injuries stand out. That's the headline. But guys are getting back. Ryan Murray got back a couple weeks ago. Nick Foligno will probably play tomorrow. That's a good thing. Slowly, these guys have come back. So as bad as it is now, I think there's some positives, and it's not too far off. Boone Jenner's coming back soon. Brandon Dubinsky's skating. This could be the darkest day, and I think they hope that. And I think they're a playoff team.
Good to hear from you as always, Jody. Thanks so much for taking some time out with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Great talking to you. Thanks.